Secrets of the Quran. This program is based on the works of Harun Yahya. Every person who reads the Quran and thinks it over sincerely will realize some secrets that might not have caught his attention until then. Allah's increasing His blessings on those who are grateful, the fact that there is ease with every difficulty, and that those who do good meet goodness are some of the secrets revealed in the Quran. In this program, some examples will be given to countless secrets of the Quran. What is important is to reflect upon these examples and expend effort to realize other secrets that Allah has revealed. For this, one needs to look at his surroundings sincerely, trying to find the divine purposes hidden in events and evaluate everything in the light of the Quran. Almost everyone has a view of what is right and wrong. The criteria used to determine these rights and wrongs differ greatly. A book, a person, a politician, or at times, a philosopher may well be the guide to life for a person. However, the right path, which is the only path that leads to salvation, is the religion which Allah has chosen. In this path, the unique goal is to earn the pleasure, mercy, and paradise of Allah. Other paths, no matter how attractive they may seem, are deceiving. They drift people to ruin, hopelessness, unhappiness, and painful punishment both in this world and in the hereafter. Those who are guided to the straight path is a secret revealed in the Quran. Before all else, one needs to have faith in order to be guided to the straight path. If one believes that the only possessor and creator of everything is Allah, and is certain that the reason of his existence in the world is to be the servant of Allah, Allah guides him to the straight path. Faith in Allah, in the hereafter, and the Quran should be a resolute and certain faith. Although some people say that they are believers, they may have doubts. When they are together with disbelievers and remain under their influence, such people are likely to display weaknesses and assume a hostile attitude against Allah and His religion. However, those Allah guides to the straight path have a resolute and unwavering faith. Allah informs this fact in Surah Hajj, verse 54. And so that those who have been given knowledge will know it is the truth from their Lord, and have faith in it, and their hearts will be humble to Him, Allah guides those who have faith to a straight path. Believers turning to Allah with complete submission is another secret of being guided to the straight path. The one who believes in Allah and fears the hereafter, this world holds no charm. When the only ambition is to please Allah, true believers turn to Allah in all their acts. Knowing that Allah is testing them, they submit themselves to the fate Allah has predetermined. In Surah Al-Imran, verse 101, Allah says that those who submit themselves to Him will be guided to the straight path. How can you be a disbeliever when Allah's signs are recited to you and the Messenger is there among you? Whoever holds fast to Allah has been guided to a straight path. One of the secrets that has been informed in the Quran is that man's inner self commands him evil. Man's inner self is the commanding power inside him and knows both depravity and how to avoid it. In other words, it is the inner self which inspires evil and wicked deeds. Allah relates these two features of the inner self in the Quran as follows. And the inner self, and what proportioned it and inspired it with depravity or fear of Allah, he who purifies it has succeeded. Surah 91, verse 7-9. The inner self is mentioned in these verses as the source of all depravities and wrong acts of people. Having such a feature is among the most avowed enemies of mankind. The inner self is arrogant and selfish. It always wants to satisfy its own desires and vanity. It cares only about its own needs, interests, and seeks only pleasure. It resorts to every means to tempt mankind, since it is not always possible to fulfill its wishes through legitimate ways. The words of the Prophet Joseph explains this fact in the Quran as follows. I do not say I free myself from blame. The inner self indeed commands evil acts, except for those whom my Lord has mercy on. My Lord, He is forgiving, merciful. Surah 12, verse 53. That one's inner voice vigorously inspires evil and wicked deeds is a very important secret revealed to believers having fear of Allah. This feature of the inner self further indicates that through temptations, it continuously tries to lead man astray from Allah's way. In accordance with this secret, the inner self will justify its deeds under all circumstances, will grow arrogant, will resort to any means to make a person display an attitude contrary to the morality which would please Allah. Indeed, the behavior and manners of disbelievers which do not comply with lessons of the Quran are shaped completely by their inner selves. Having no fear of Allah, disbelievers cannot demonstrate the will in obeying their conscience, but rather follow their inner selves. Quarrels, conflicts of interests, and unhappiness raging in societies in which religion is cast aside have their roots in individuals plunging into their inner selves and their own interests. That is why this secret revealed by Allah is of great importance. As long as one keeps this secret in mind, he can take precautions against this inner self and assume the correct way of conduct. For example, when the inner self commands laziness, one works harder. When the inner self commands selfishness, one becomes more self-sacrificing. One can discipline one's inner self only by doing the opposite of what it commands. Apart from the wicked side of the soul, from the Surah Ash-Shams, we know that Allah also inspired in the soul a conscience which makes a person restrain his soul from fulfilling lower desires. That is to say, next to an inspiration instigating the soul to evil, the soul is also open to instigation of righteousness. Every man is aware of these whispering voices and recognizes the evil and the righteous one. Yet only those who fear Allah follow the voice of their conscience. The entire universe, everything living and non-living in it, belongs to Allah, and He gives what He wills to whom He wills. It is Allah who grants provision to men, who makes them rich, and gives them abundant crops. Yet, there is one thing that should be kept in mind. Allah defines all blessings, including wealth, children, spouses, relatives, status, prestige, intelligence, beauty, health, profitable commerce, success, as the flower of the life of this world. In the Quran, Allah has informed in His verses that He has created them to put man to test. As Allah states in a verse, Allah expands the provision of any of His servants as He wills, or, in a similar manner, restricts them. He does this on purpose and wisdom. Both those whose provision is expanded and whose provision is restricted are in fact put to test by Allah. Those who do not rejoice in and become spoilt because of what they are given, but render thanks to Allah for everything endowed, who put their trust in Allah and show steadfastness when their possession is restricted, are the servants with whom Allah is pleased. Regarding this, Allah gives the Prophet Suleiman as an example. As stated in the Quran, the Prophet Suleiman gives thanks to the blessings Allah gave to him and says, "This is part of my Lord's favor to test me, to see if I will give thanks or show ingratitude. Whoever gives thanks only does so to his own gain. Whoever is ungrateful, my Lord is rich beyond need, generous." Surah 27, verse 40. As the Prophet Suleiman says, the real purpose of the blessings given to man is to test him. If he gives thanks, he both enjoys these blessings and gain the good pleasure of Allah. Many are the people in the world who, despite having no faith in Allah, have rejoiced in a long life, enjoy countless blessings, possess fruitful lands, and raise healthy children. These people, instead of seeking to earn the good pleasure of Allah, have degenerated because of these blessings and drifted apart from Allah. These people who have committed more and more sins every day consider what they possess as good for themselves. However, in the Quran, Allah draws our attention to another secret and divine purpose behind these blessings and the time granted. Those who are disbelievers should not imagine that the extra time we grant to them is good for them. We only allow them more time so they will increase in evildoing. They will have a humiliating punishment. Surah 3, verse 178. It is stated in another verse thus, "So leave them in their glut of ignorance for a while. Do they imagine that, in the wealth and children we extend to them, we are hastening to them with good things? No, indeed, but they have no awareness." Surah 23, verse 54 to 56. As explained in the verses, what these people possess is actually not good for them. The time granted to them is only to add to their sins. When their term is over, neither their wealth, nor their children, nor their status can save them from the painful punishment. One of the secrets revealed in the Quran is that people are not repaid immediately for the wrong acts they commit, but are deferred until a specified time. Allah relates this in Surah Fatir, verse 45. If Allah were to take mankind to task for what they have earned, He would not leave a single creature crawling on it. But He is deferring them until a specified time. Then, when their time comes, Allah sees His servants. That many people are not being immediately repaid for their wrong actions may lead them to think that they will never be held accountable for their evil acts. This presumption hinders them from asking for repentance, feeling regret, and rectifying their errors. Furthermore, this adds to their insolence. Being bereft of wisdom, they cannot foresee that this will render their punishment even more unbearable in the hereafter. However, there is surely an appointed time in the sight of Allah so that every man can be repaid for what they have engaged in. When this appointed time is over, it can neither be delayed nor drawn closer, not for a moment. In Surah Araf, verse 183, Allah informs us that everyone will certainly be repaid. "I will give them more time. My strategy is sure." In the Quran, Allah commands man to live by the principles of the religion wholeheartedly. while performing one's prayers, fasting, giving alms, or showing obedience, what really matters is one's real intention and the heartfelt thoughts. In the Quran, Allah draws our attention to the existence of some people who perform prayers or give away their wealth only to show off. It may well be that these people do not reflect on Allah and consider their feebleness and submissiveness before Allah while praying, but only perform the rituals. For this reason, Allah has emphasized in the Quran the importance of wholeheartedly performed worship. Alternatively, one may outwardly seem to do charity work, may found schools, or help the poor. However, unless done for the sole purpose of earning the good pleasure of Allah, reflecting on the fact that one is weak and in need before Allah, and feeling fear of the hereafter, these acts may not be accepted by Allah. What is important is not what is done, but one's intention in his heart while doing it. For instance, Allah tells us in the Quran that the blood of the sacrificial animals does not reach him, but the devotion is what reaches him. Their flesh and blood does not reach Allah, but your fear of Allah does reach him. In this way, he has subjected them to you, so that you might proclaim Allah's greatness for the way that he has guided you. Give good news to the good doers. Surah 22, verse 37. Among the major erroneous beliefs is that people assume they will be held responsible only for their actions. Yet, Allah informs us that man will account for his intentions, thoughts, and even what he conceals deep in his heart. Allah informs this fact in Surah Baqarah, verse 284. Everything in the heavens and everything in the earth belongs to Allah. Whether you divulge what is in yourselves or keep it hidden, Allah will still call you to account for it. He forgives whomever He wills, and He punishes whomever He wills. Allah has power over all things. Allah has knowledge of one's heart, subconscious, thoughts, and what he keeps hidden from others. Allah intervenes between a man and his heart. Therefore, man cannot possibly keep anything hidden from Allah. Any doubt that crosses his mind, any whisperings of the Satan, his faith in the Quran, what crosses his mind while performing the prayers are all known one by one by Allah and recorded by Allah. For example, Allah knows it when one performs prayers lethargically, or when he harbors contradictory thoughts. Man will meet each one of these on the last day. Purifying one's heart, living by the religion, not by observing the rituals only, but also by being sincere and committed, are the ways we will attain salvation. It would simply be impudence to neglect the eternal and real life of the hereafter for a brief and fleeting life. One of the verses in which Allah warns mankind about the temporary nature of the life of the world reads, "My people, the life of the world is only fleeting enjoyment. It is the hereafter which is the abode of permanence." Surah 40, verse 39. In many verses, Allah reveals that it is He who places love and affection in the hearts of people. This is another secret revealed in the Quran. For example, Allah has informed in the Quran that it is He who gathers believers and unites their heart as brothers. Hold fast to the rope of Allah altogether and do not separate. Remember Allah's blessing to you when you were enemies, and He joined your hearts together so that you became brothers by His blessing. You were on the very brink of the pit of fire, and He rescued you from it. In this way, Allah makes His signs clear to you, so that hopefully you will be guided. Surah 3, verse 103. In other verses, Allah informs us that it is He who gives believers tenderness and compassion. Among his signs is that he created spouses for you of your own kind, so that you might find tranquility in them, and he has placed affection and compassion between you. There are certainly signs in that for people who reflect. Surah 30, verse 21. Allah also states that he will place love between believers and those who are hostile to them. It is evident that Allah holds control over all hearts, both of believers and all other people. It may well be that Allah will restore the love between you and those of them who are now your enemies. Allah is all-powerful. Allah is ever-forgiving, most merciful. Surah 60, verse 7. As we have seen, there are many secrets that Allah has revealed in the Quran. These secrets teach people the truth of the life of this world and show man how to think and act. Only the believers can comprehend and live by these secrets. Disbelievers, on the other hand, live their lives in a heedless way, unaware of these secrets. In the Quran, Allah says for the unbelievers that they know an outward aspect of the life of this world, but are heedless of the hereafter. Surah 30, verse 7. So, you too reflect upon the secrets Allah has taught us, and give a direction to your lives according to them. Live not according to the delusive appearance of this world, but according to Allah's commands and divine purposes. Everyone seeks ways to attain real happiness. Hopes are pinned to a goal of attaining happiness. Some seek happiness in an opulent lifestyle, some in a prestigious career, and some in college admission. Once these goals are attained, however, whatever happiness results is usually transitory. Or often there is no joy or satisfaction at all in achieving the goal. This results in chasing other goals in the quest for happiness. However, there has been no one on earth who has ever attained true happiness through these methods. There are many issues that bother or disquiet even someone who believes the goal of complete happiness has been achieved. True happiness, peace, pleasure, and ease can only be found in the remembrance of Allah. Allah relates this fact in a verse as follows. Those who have faith and whose hearts find peace in the remembrance of Allah, only in the remembrance of Allah can the heart find peace. Surah 13, verse 28. This is a very important secret that Allah reveals to mankind in the Quran. Unaware of this fact, many people spend their lives under the delusion that worldly gifts would bring satisfaction. As if they would never die and meet the day of reckoning, they greedily strive to possess the values pertaining only to this world. Yet this is a great delusion. Nothing possessed in this world can bring true peace and happiness. Only believers who are sincerely devoted to Allah and who are cognizant of Allah's mercy, compassion, and protection over them can attain the peaceful state of the heart. Allah grants this relief on the heart of the person who sees the evidences of Allah's creation and remembers Him at all times. Therefore, it is vain to seek for ease or peace and happiness by any other means. Man's greatest enemy since Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, has always been Satan. Satan did not obey Allah and pledged himself to lead people astray when Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, was created. In the Quran, Allah informs that Satan has committed himself to this cause. He devises schemes that make the world appear charming and alluring to mankind. Yet Allah informs something very important in the Quran about the Satan. It is that Satan's scheming is feeble, and he can exercise no authority over people. This fact is related in Surah Nisa, verse 76 as follows. Those who have faith fight the way of Allah. Those who are disbelievers fight in the way of false gods. So fight the friends of Satan. Satan's scheming is always feeble. In another verse, the fact that Satan can exercise no authority is stated thus. He had no authority over them. Surah 34, verse 21. In fact, that the devil's scheming is feeble and he has no power over people is Allah's making things easy for mankind. Satan, as a negative power against religion, has no power compared to those who stand strong with the religion. Satan's weakness implies that believers will not experience any difficulty in living by the religion. However, for this to happen, sincere faith is essential. In the Quran, Allah informs us that those with sincere faith will not be affected by the tricks of the Satan. He, Satan, said, "My Lord, because you misled me, I will make things on the earth seem good to them, mankind, and I will mislead them all, every one of them, except your servants among them who are sincere." Surah 15, verse 39 to 40. Despite Satan's inefficacy on the faithful, he may sometimes attempt to give uneasiness because of a misdeed or a mistake they have committed. Another important secret Allah reveals in the Quran is how to escape the whisperings of the Satan. This is a very important subject for believers who fear Allah and hope to attain paradise. Because the whispers of the Satan are misleading, words that divert man from Allah's way and keep him occupied with vain and trivial issues. The Satan tries to inject feelings of sorrow, fear, and distress to people, to sow discord amongst them, to cause them to feel doubts about Allah and the religion. He fills them with false hopes. Two verses that describe the Satan's whisperings to man are as follows. I will lead them astray and fill them with false hopes. I will command them and they will cut off cattle's ears. I will command them and they will change Allah's creation. Anyone who takes the devil as his protector in place of Allah has clearly lost everything. He makes promises to them and fills them with false hopes. But what Satan promises them is nothing but delusion. Surah 4, verse 119 to 120. No matter what the Satan whispers to believers, he will not be able to distract them from Allah's guidance as long as they follow the path that Allah shows. Allah reminds believers to seek refuge in Allah. If an evil impulse from Satan provokes them, obeying this command of Allah, believers remain alert to the whisperings of the Satan. They lose no time on thinking about his whisperings. They never allow themselves to be carried away by pessimism, fear, or sorrow, with which Allah would not be pleased. When believers are troubled with something not in compliance with the Quranic morality, they immediately think, they recognize it to be a noxious whisper from Satan that would not please Allah. Then they dismiss the whisperings of the Satan through reflection on Allah and the verses of the Quran. There are many secrets hidden in numerous verses Allah reveals in the Quran. One of these secrets is about steadfastness. Allah gives the glad tidings that those who are steadfast will become stronger. Remember that all power belongs to Allah. Allah gives strength and victory to whomsoever He wills, when He wills. Allah informs us that those who are steadfast will be strong, that is, He will reinforce them. Allah states in Surah Al Imran, verse 125, "Yes, indeed, but if you are steadfast and have fear of Allah, and they come upon you suddenly, your Lord will reinforce you with 5,000 angels, clearly identified." As stated in the verse, if Allah wills, He can make people victorious through imperceptible ways. In one's endeavor to uphold Allah's religion, for instance, Allah can provide subtle support to enable the person to make the most inspiring and influential speech. He can turn the hearts of people who listen towards the religion. Consequently, no one can win a victory or exert influence on others unless Allah wills it. What falls to mankind is to follow the commands of Allah and to observe His limits. This secret that Allah reveals in the Quran is of great importance. This is because if all Muslims race each other towards the right path, their being a small group makes no difference. Allah will make them victorious in every affair they undertake. For example, if there is a whole world of disbelieving people, Allah renders a small group of Muslims strong, competent, and wise enough to show all these people the true path. For this reason, believers who know this secret should never belittle their efforts and say, "Would my efforts be of any help to change the situation?" But rather be assured that Allah will render any sincere deed done with the sole purpose of pleasing Him more effective. A word that calls man to Allah, or an act of compliance with the moral values of the Quran, may well lead many people to salvation and kindle in them love and fear of Allah. We need to keep in mind that the laws and cause-effect phenomena that apply to this world are solely what is revealed in the Quran. Anyone who thinks in accordance with the Quran can grasp these secrets in Allah's creation and by the will of Allah attain a superior strength and wisdom above all people. Allah informs in Surah Al Imran, verse 139, that believers will overcome disbelievers as long as they are firm in their faith. Do not give up and do not be downhearted. You shall be uppermost if you are believers. As seen in verses, the requisite condition for being victorious and superior both in this life and beyond is sincere faith. Another secret revealed in this issue in the Quran is having faith without ascribing partners to Allah. One of the most important goals of a Muslim in this life is to make people serve Allah as they should. In the Quran, Allah has shown believers the way to achieve these aims and commanded as follows. Allah has promised those of you who have faith and do right actions that He will make them successors in the land as He made those before them successors, and will firmly establish for them their religion with which He is pleased, and give them, in place of their fear, security. They worship Me, not associating anything with Me. Any who are disbelievers after that, such people are deviators. Surah 24, verse 55. In accordance with the secret Allah reveals to believers, Allah will secure the establishment of the values of the Quran all over the world if believers only worship Allah without ascribing partners to Him. This is a very important secret because it indicates that it is the responsibility of every believer to spread the guidance of the Quran among all people. Since this is the case, every believer of conscience should strictly avoid associating partners with Allah and worship only Him. Before all else, associating partners with Allah is a sin that Allah does not forgive, and which sends man to hell. However, it may well be that a majority of people relate this concept to pagans who worship idols. Mankind should also be wary of the hidden idolatry. In this form of idolatry, one may readily express faith in Allah, acceptance of Allah as the one and only God and Creator, and obedience to Him. But fearing any being other than Allah, considering the approval and support of other people more important, is outright idolatry. The true sense of faith, as explained in the Quran, deems the good pleasure of Allah above and over anything else. The affection displayed to all beings other than Allah can only be a means to earn Allah's pleasure. The one who bestows various kinds of sustenance to people is Allah. The one who feeds, protects, and shelters every living being and restores them to health when they are ill is Allah. All Muslims should strictly avoid hidden idolatry and making friends, confidants, or protectors other than Allah. Many secrets have been revealed to believers in the verses of the Quran. One of these is that Allah gives to those who fear Him the ability to judge and discriminate between right and wrong. It is referred to as wisdom. Allah relates this secret in Surah Anfal, verse 29, as follows. You who have faith, if you have fear of Allah, He will give you discrimination and erase your bad actions from you and forgive you. Allah's favor is indeed immense. Wisdom is an attribute peculiar to believers. The majority of people take it for granted that intelligence and wisdom mean very much the same thing. However, intelligence is the mental capacity that everyone possesses. For example, being an atomic scientist or a mathematical genius indicates intelligence. Wisdom, on the other hand, is the consequence of the fear a person has for Allah and the adherence to the conscience, and is by no means related to intelligence. A person may be very intelligent, yet he remains unwise if he has no fear of Allah. Therefore, wisdom is a blessing Allah bestows on believers. Those deprived of such understanding is not even aware of their situation. For instance, those who assume they are the source of power and possessions become arrogant. This is simply an indication of a lack of wisdom. Because if there is wisdom, there is the realization that nothing is as powerful as the will of Allah. This awareness would ultimately lead one to conduct oneself with humility. This person, however, does not think that, if Allah wills, all his property can be reduced to insignificance in a few seconds, or that he can face death and stand by the fire. All these are more certain and real than what one possesses in this world. Only believers who fear Allah have this understanding. They do not drift towards the deceitful nature of the life of this world. They spend their lives knowing the real essence of things. Allah bestows understanding on the believers through their faith. As they feel closer to Allah, their comprehension deepens, and they become more cognizant of the secrets in Allah's creation. Another secret that Allah reveals in the Quran is that those who do good will be rewarded with good both in this world and in the hereafter. However, one needs to know what the actual goodness is. Each society has developed its own understanding of goodness. A face with a broad smile. A person who does not sidestep but gives money to the poor. Tolerant attitude towards every sort of treatment are often perceived as signs of goodness in society. However, Allah informs us what the actual goodness is in Surah Baqarah, verse 177. It is not devoutness to turn your faces to the east or to the west. Rather, those with true devoutness are those who have faith in Allah and the Last Day, the angels, the Book and the Prophets, and who, despite their love for it, give away their wealth to their relatives and to orphans and the very poor, and to travelers and beggars, and to set slaves free, and who establish prayer and pay obligatory charity. Those who honor their contracts when they make them and are steadfast in poverty and illness and in battle. Those are the people who are true. They are the people who have fear of Allah. As the verse draws our attention, true goodness is to have fear of Allah, to follow one's conscience, and always to engage in deeds which would please Allah. Allah has revealed in the Quran that He loves those who always do good and adds that He will reward them with good. So Allah gave them the reward of the life of this world and the best reward of the hereafter. Allah loves the good doers. Surah 3, verse 148. This is good news given in the Quran to those who strive to earn Allah's good pleasure. Allah gives these people the glad tidings of a good life both in this world and in the hereafter. Prophet Suleiman, peace be upon him, who was given an entire kingdom, and Prophet Yusuf, peace be upon him, who was placed in authority over the treasures of Egypt, are examples given in the Quran. Allah informs us about the blessings He granted to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the verse, "Did He not find you impoverished and enrich you?" Surah 93, verse 8. One needs to remember that a beautiful and glorious life is not a blessing granted only to earlier generations of believers. Allah promises that, in each period, He will give His believing slaves a good life. In Surah Nahl, verse 97, He says, "Anyone who acts rightly, male or female, being a believer, we will give them a good life, and we will recompense them according to the best of what they did." Believers never chase after the world. They do not demonstrate greed for worldly wealth, status, or power. As Allah states in the verse, "They have sold their lives and their wealth in return for paradise." Trade or commerce do not distract them from the remembrance of Allah, the performance of prayers, and serving for religion. Furthermore, they show steadfastness and submission even when they are tested with hunger or loss of wealth. Believers who immigrated at the Prophet's time were an example. They immigrated to another city, leaving their houses, occupations, all properties behind, and there they were content with little. In return, they only wanted to earn Allah's pleasure. Their contentment and sincere remembrance of the hereafter earned them Allah's blessing and good lives and gifts. These gifts and wealth did not increase in attachment to this world, but rather led them to render their thanks to Allah and to remember Him. Allah promises every believer who displays high morals a good life in this world. Allah has promised to multiply the deeds of His slaves who do good. A verse related in the Quran on this subject is as follows. Those who produce a good action will receive 10 like it. But those who produce a bad action will only be repaid with its equivalent, and they will not be wronged. Surah 6, verse 160. The most obvious sign that Allah multiplies every good deed is the difference between the life of this world and the hereafter. The life of the world is quite a short period, which lasts 60 years on average. However, those who engage in good deeds in this world will be rewarded with an infinite goodness in the hereafter in return for what they did during this short life. Allah has given this promise in Surah Yunus, verse 26 as follows. Those who do good will have the best and more. One needs to contemplate on the concept of infinity in order to comprehend the greatness of this reward. Let's assume that all people who have ever lived on earth so far and those who will live in the future spend every single second of their lives counting. This figure will surely become too large to articulate. Yet, next to infinity, even this enormous number would mean nothing. Because infinite means endless, having no limits in time. The abode of those who display devotion to Allah in this world will be paradise in the hereafter. There, they will remain for all eternity. They will attain anything their souls desire and will have no limits. This is surely an example that should be reflected on in order to comprehend the enormity of Allah's mercy and grace. The aim of believers is to earn the good pleasure, mercy, and paradise of Allah. However, mankind is created weak and forgetful. Therefore, makes many mistakes and possesses many failings. Allah, who is the most merciful and compassionate, has informed us that He will cover the evil of His sincere slaves and will give them an easy reckoning. As for him who is given his book and his right hand, he will be given an easy reckoning and return to his family joyful. Surah 84, verse 7 to 9. No doubt Allah does not change the evil of every person into good. The attributes of those believers whose evil Allah erases and forgives are informed in the Quran. In a verse, Allah states, "If you avoid the serious wrong actions you have been forbidden, we will erase your bad actions from you and admit you by a gate of honor." Surah 4, verse 31. Believers who are aware of this fact observe the limits set by Allah meticulously and avoid committing what is forbidden. If they ever err out of forgetfulness or heedlessness, they immediately turn to Allah and ask for repentance and forgiveness. Allah informs us in the Quran about the servants whose repentance will be accepted. In this sense, knowing the commandments of Allah, yet deliberately committing sins, saying, "No matter what happens, I will be forgiven," shows completely flawed reasoning. This is because Allah forgives the wrong actions of His servants who commit them out of ignorance, and who, without losing any time, repent and make amends. Studious avoidance of sins is essential if a person wants his wrong actions to be covered and hopes to feel no regret on the day of judgment. A believer who commits a sin, on the other hand, should lose no time in asking for repentance from Allah. In other verses, Allah states that He will cover the wrong actions of those who act rightly. In Surah 64, verse 9, for instance, Allah says, "On the day He gathers you for the day of gathering, that is the day of profit and loss. As for those of you who have faith in Allah and act rightly, we will erase their bad actions from them and admit them into gardens with rivers flowing under them, remaining in them timelessly, forever and ever. That is the great victory. Each act and all behavior displayed to seek the favor of Allah is a righteous deed. For instance, any attitude such as communicating the message of Allah's religion to people, talking graciously, staving off evil with good and patience can become righteous deeds when they are done to earn the pleasure of Allah. Those who desire wrong actions to be obscured and changed into good in the hereafter should always choose to act in the way that Allah will be most pleased with. For such an end, one should constantly remember the reckoning on the Day of Judgment. It is obvious how we would act if, for example, we were made to stand before the fire of hell. We were shown the wrong we had committed in this life, and were warned that we had to act in the right way in order to be forgiven. A person who sees the fire, who hears the despair, remorse, and groaning of the people of hell under the painful punishment would surely act in the way that would most please Allah. This person would perform good deeds, would act in a way that would please Allah. Because hell, which remains right beside him, would always remind him of his eternal life and of Allah's punishment. Such a person could not defer his deeds. He would immediately and perfectly perform what his conscience commands him to. He would be meticulous and persistent in prayers. The wrong actions of those who perform good deeds, fearing Allah and the Day of Judgment, as if they had seen the hell and returned back to the world, or as if they always see the fire right beside them, will be transformed into good. These believers are sure of the existence of the hereafter, and they greatly fear and try to avoid Allah's punishment. The program you have been listening to was inspired by the works of Harum Yahya, the renowned author whose works on political, faith-related, and scientific issues have changed many people's outlook on life. All of his works are available online on his official homepage at www.harumyahya.com. Please keep tuning in to this channel for further episodes of this program.